Lesson overview. This is an advanced automation lesson showing you how to execute a Paul Van Dyk style crossover, a transtinged rise, in Ableton Live 12 for a melodic drum and bass release. We are focusing on precise, musical automation using only Ableton stock devices and racks. You'll learn how to build a 16 to 32 bar rise that leads into a 174 to 176 BPM DNB drop while keeping trance emotion, evolving filter sweeps, wave-eatable motion, stereo width change, pitch animation, reverb and delay growth, and a subtle tempo nudge. Everything is controlled cleanly via mapped macros and arrangement automation, so your session stays tidy and professional. What you will build, by the end you'll have a 16 to 32 bar transtinged rise that contains a lush wave-eatable pad and optional arpeggio evolving via filter and wave-eatable position automation, a white noise texture layer with a rising pitch and high-pass sweep, synchronized reverb and grain delay growth on returns, tempo micro automation and stereo width manipulation, and a single instrument rack and a dedicated macro control track that centralizes dozens of parameters into tidy automation lanes, all using wave-eatable, simpler, auto-filter, EQ8, utility, reverb, grain delay, compressor and Live's macro mapping and arrangement automation tools. Step-by-step walkthrough. Note: keep the project tempo at 174 BPM initially and use arrangement view for surgical automation. Session prep. Create these tracks: a MIDI track called Rise Wave-Eatable with Wave-Eatable loaded, an optional MIDI Rise ARP for an arpeggio, an audio track Rise Noise with Simpler loaded with a long white noise sample set to classic and loop, two returns, return A for Rise Reverb with Reverb and return B for Rise Delay with Grain Delay, and make the master visible for tempo automation. Group the Rise tracks into a group called Rise Main. Design the core sound. On Rise Wave-Eatable load a sawish 2 oscillator configuration. Set unison to 4 and keep detune subtle. Set the filter to a 24 dB low pass with cutoff around 1 to 1.5 kHz and moderate resonance. Create an instrument rack around the wave-eatable and expose macro mappings. Map macro 1 to the filter cutoff for the rising sweep, macro 2 to wave-eatable position to shift timbre, macro 3 to unison detune for smear, macro 4 to a utility width or chain volume for stereo control, and macro 5 to pitch transpose if you want a controlled pitch rise. Texture layer. On Rise Noise, load Simpler in classic mode, loop the white noise sample, and add an EQ8 with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Add an auto filter set as a high pass with a steep slope. Map Simpler transpose to a macro and map the auto filter frequency to another macro, or map both to the same macro if you prefer a single control that pushes pitch and the high pass sweep together. Effects chains and returns. On return, a set reverb to a large size, medium damping, and keep dry/wet low to start. Then add EQ8 on the return to shape the bright tail. On return B, use grain delay with small grain size and subtle pitch modulation for shimmer, and keep its dry/wet low initially. Map the return's dry/wet to macros, either inside an audio effect rack on a dummy track or directly, so you can automate those returns cleanly from one control source. Routing and balancing. Send Rise Wave-Eatable and Rise Noise to the reverb and delay returns with initial send levels around -12 to -6 dB. For tidy automation lanes, prefer automating the mapped macro that adjusts the return dry/wet, rather than automating individual send levels. It's cleaner and more consistent. Create the macro control rack. Make a blank MIDI track called Rise Control and drop in an audio effect rack as a parameter host. Map your macros like this: M1 to wave-eatable filter cutoff, M2 to wave-eatable position, M3 to the wave-eatable unison detune or utility width, M4 to simpler transpose and simpler filter frequency together, M5 to return a dry/wet for reverb, M6 to return B dry/wet for grain delay, M7 optionally map to master song tempo for subtle tempo automation. Right-click map range to invert or set ranges so each mapped parameter behaves musically. Automating the rise in arrangement view. Press it to show automation lanes. Select the rise control track and reveal the macro you want to automate. Use long exponential curves for perceived acceleration, a reliable approach. The first 8 bars show subtle motion, the next 8 accelerate, and the final 4 bars push close to maximum. Typical stack of automation. Macro 1. Filter cutoff. Slow open exponential so brightness accelerates toward the end. Macro 2. Wave-eatable position, steady upward motion to introduce harmonics. Macro 3, width, widen toward 160-200%, then drop to mono or 100% just before the drop to focus the impact. Macro 4, noise transpose plus HP, a pitch rise of plus 12 to plus 24 semitones across 16 bars with HP increasing simultaneously for a classic sweep. Macro 5 and 6, reverb and delay, increase dry slash wet and perhaps predelay slightly, so spatial impression grows. Add a utility on the rise main or master, and automate a small gain squeeze of 1 to 2 decibels in the middle, then release right before the drop to create a perceived loudness jump. Tempo automation. Open the master's song tempo envelope in arrangement. Draw a subtle tempo rise, for example from 174 to 176.5 BPM across the last 8 bars. Keep it subtle. This is to add urgency, not to shift the genre. If drums must remain locked, either freeze or render them beforehand or use Warp Complex Pro on long pads so they follow tempo changes gracefully. Smoothing and advanced touches. Use breakpoint curves and alt drag points to create exponential and logarithmic shapes rather than linear lines. Add an EQ8 on the wave editable and automate a narrow bell band's frequency and gain for a trance peak feel. For stereo motion, map auto pan rate or utility width to a macro and automate LFO rate so motion increases mid-rise then calms for the drop. Automate a compressor sidechain amount on a return to change ducking behavior near the drop, giving the pad more push into the drop when you want it. Final polish and checks. Solo and loop the last 8 bars and make sure the spectral balance rises smoothly. Lows filtered, mids more present, highs increased but not harsh. Check for sudden parameter jumps and smooth them with micro S curves. When everything feels right, render the rise to audio or freeze and flatten to free CPU and lock the performance. Common mistakes to avoid: automating lots of separate parameters instead of grouping them under macros. That makes revisions hard. Using only linear automation, linear sounds synthetic, exponential and logarithmic shapes are more musical. Overboosting highs across both EQ and reverb tails, automate reverb EQ to tame the tails. Making extreme tempo automation, keep tempo nudges small. Not checking automation in the full mix context, soloed parts can lie about masking and balance. Forgetting to consolidate rendered results early, which can cause CPU issues and unstable playback. Pro tips: map spectral and spatial controls to different macros and offset their curves by 1 or 2 bars to mimic layered Paul Van Dyk builds. Use inverted map ranges when it helps create polarity changes with one knob. For fast edits, hold shift to bypass grid snapping and use the draw tool for complex curves, smooth with alt drag. Automate a multiband dynamics gain makeup on the group to keep perceived loudness steady and release it before the drop. Save your macro rock as a preset called Trance Rise Rock for reuse. Render a committed audio version for final glue and CPU savings. Mini practice exercise. In 30 to 45 minutes, make a 16-bar rise using only stock devices and macro mapping. Steps: build rise wave editable with wave editable and map filter to M1 and wave editable position to M2. Build rise noise in simpler and map transpose and HP to M4. Create reverb and grain delay returns and map them to M5 and M6. Host all macros on a rise control audio effect rack. Draw M1 from 0 to 100% exponentially over 16 bars. M4 pitch to plus 12 semitones linearly. And increase M5 reverb from 10 to 45% over the last 8 bars. Add subtle tempo automation from 174 to 175.5 BPM across the last 8 bars. Export the last 8 bars and compare the energy counter to a Paul Van Dyk style build for reference. Recap: you now have an advanced automation blueprint for a Paul Van Dyk style trance crossover in Ableton Live 12. Key takeaways: use an instrument rack with well-mapped macros to keep lanes tidy. Automate spectral, spatial, pitch, and tempo parameters with complementary curves, exponential for perceived acceleration, linear where predictable motion is needed. Automate return dry slash wet for natural space growth. Keep tempo automation subtle and check alignment with drums. Save macro racks and consolidate to audio when satisfied. Final coaching note: think of the crossover as an emotional transfer, spectral warmth to high-end excitement and space. Stagger parameter timing by a bar or two and iterate quickly. Reference similar builds for energy shape, not timbre, and keep your macros clearly named so future you can tweak quickly. That's the workflow: map smartly, sculpt musical curves, and consolidate once the emotional movement is right.